This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hey, Will.
Hi, Leanne. Welcome back.
Thanks a lot. I had a nice vacation, spent some time at the beach, and I listened to the radio while I was there, and I heard last week's on-air puzzle. And I have to admit, when you gave the clues about Kings of England, who share a name with members of the Beatles, and you got George and John, but not Ringo, I have to say I was sitting there going, but his real name is Richard Starkey. Does he count? And a lot of other listeners picked up on that. But you were really going by his stage name, Ringo, right?
I didn't count Richard Starkey because he goes by Ringo. But to be technical, Richard also counts as an answer.
Okay. You have something to tell us about a woman in Hingham, Massachusetts.
Well, it's very sweet. There's an 89-year-old lady in Hingham, Massachusetts, Althea Walton, who has had a 1901 puzzle scrapbook in her family for years. And she listens to us on WBUR in Boston. She's a member. And she wanted to pass along this puzzle scrapbook to somebody like me. So she sent it to me. And it's a treasure. It's full of puzzles by Sam Lloyd, who is was my hero when I was a kid growing up.
Wow, you must be in heaven.
That's real nice.
I fear for all the crossword puzzles that'll be coming up in the in the next couple of months. Anyway, you had a really interesting and difficult challenge for our listeners all last week. Repeat that.
Yeah, only a few correct answers came in. I said, what are the two longest rhyming words that have no letters in common? And I gave the example pie and guy, P-I-E and G-U-Y. And I said an answer word cannot start with an unaccented syllable. So I asked, and our source for acceptable words was Merriam-Webster's 11th Collegiate Dictionary.
So is there one answer or many?
The answer I had was bows, B-E-A-U-X, and throws, T-H-R-O-W-S. Turns out there's three other answers that all use the word through, T-H-R-U-G-H. And you can combine that with view, blue, or flu. In each case, the maximum length is 11. I'll tell you, we did not allow answers like bamboo and review because they start with unaccented syllables. Hmm. So those didn't count.
My goodness. Well, we did have only 487 entries this past week. But out of those entries, we have a randomly selected winner. His name is Alan Gibb from Greenwich, Connecticut. Hi, Alan.
Good morning. How are you?
Now, your answer was through and view, right?
Yes.
How long did it take you to solve the challenge?
Well, to come up with that answer was very quick, but to argue with myself about bamboo and tattoo, and I think I finally decided that the accent on the first syllable business was a red herring, and that it couldn't help you.
The syllable. Are you ready to play now?
I'm willing to try.
All right. Well, we'll be partners, Alan, okay? Will, meet Alan. Let's play.
All right, Alan. Every answer today is a word that starts with the letter Y. You name the words from their anagrams. For example, if I said wan, W-A-N, plus Y, you would say yawn.
Okay.
All right? Number one is ago, A-G-O, plus Y. And remember, the Y goes at the start.
Yoga.
Yeah.
Yoga is correct. Number two is ran, R-A-N.
Yarn.
Yarn is right. Dole, D-O-L-E, to dole out praise. Mm-hmm. And it's something you might do in the Alps.
Right, I was going to say
yodel.
Something. Yeah.
Yodel is right. Lied, L-I-E-D, as in told a fib.
Yield,
good. Chat, C-H-A-T, as in a conversation.
Yacht,
good. Thou, T-H-O-U, or thou.
Youth.
Yes.
Youth, good. Near, N-E-A-R.
Yearn.
As in yearn, yes. Drone, D-R-O-N-E.
Yonder
is
nice.
It? Grout, G-R-O-U-T.
Yogurt.
Yes.
Yogurt, good. Sturgeon, S-T-U-R-G-E-O-N, as in the fish.
Youngster,
good job. And here's your last one, dirt sack, which is D-I-R-T-S-A-C-K, dirt sack. plus Y.
D-I-R-T-S-A-C-K.
Yes. Something you may have in your closet.
I give up.
Something in my closet.
Uh-huh. Second letter is A.
Yardstick.
Yardstick. Good job.
Oh.
Outstanding.
Alan, you.
I haven't seen one of those in years.
No, neither have I. But you weren't second-guessing yourself at all this time. You were right there. Good for you. And we have some things for you for playing the puzzle today. And here to tell you about them is a writer for the Catholic magazine America. He's on today's show talking about the first Australian to be named a saint. Here's Father James Martin.
For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the book series Will Shorts Presents Ken Ken, Volumes 1, 2, and 3 from St. Martin's Press, one of Will Shorts's Puzzle Master Decks of Riddles and Challenges from Chronicle Books, and a CD compilation of NPR's Sunday Puzzles.
Before we let you go, Alan, tell us what member station you listen to.
I listen to WNYC, of which I'm a member, and WNPR in Connecticut as well.
Excellent. Alan Gibb of Greenwich, Connecticut, thanks again for playing the puzzle with us today. It was great fun.
Thank you for having me.
Will? Got some more fun for us for the coming week?
Yes. The challenge comes from Ed Pegg Jr., who runs the website mathpuzzle.com. Rearrange the letters of opening credits to name two symbols you can type on a typewriter or computer. What are they? Ooh. So again, the 14 letters of opening credits. Anagram these to name two symbols you can type on a typewriter or computer. What symbols are these?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. We'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shorts. Will, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Leanne.